Ken Dorsey will be calling the plays moving forward. Offensive coordinator of the team will be calling plays. Hide all the tablets. Wyatt Teller, hopeful for this week. They hope to have him back from his knee injury. Okay? That's a good thing. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, no surgery on his finger, will practice today. That's an interesting thing. So Jameis will get the start. It's not a Hail Mary. Timing of Ken Dorsey calling plays is interesting, Andy.
Very.
Really interesting. Interesting,
yes.
What do you think?
I think there's a couple things. One, either Kevin truly believes that maybe he just wants to take a look at this offense without him calling the plays. Two, it gives you the Dorsey scapegoat. Let's be honest, that if the offense continues to look like it doesn't, or like it has, if the offense does, then at the end of the season, you'll be like, well, we decided to change offensive coordinators. There's probably a couple other ones.
I hate that you just said that.
I know. I saw your face. But
you know why I hate it?
Because you might believe it's true.
Because as soon as he said it, I thought the same thing.
I don't know. Look, maybe we get an uptick in the offense. Oh, and the other part of it was, I thought was a legit question on the back end. Does this give you the opportunity to hone in on all three sides of the ball during a game? So you can. I don't know that he needs to spend more time with the defense, because I think he's got a guy running the defense that knows what he's doing. But special teams has been struggling. You gave up a 100-yard kickoff return, and you missed 4 points.
And your offense can't get set.
No, and so something's got to change. And maybe just, you know what? We say it with a quarterback all the time. We were saying, hey, maybe we needed to see Jameis when Deshaun was out there just to change it up, just to get the starter out of there until they can figure out their rhythm. Maybe it's the same thing here.
Maybe.
I think Kevin's a good coach. I think Kevin's still a good play caller. He talks about the collaborative. So is the only difference now in what they're doing, you know, the fact that they're going to hear a different voice in their helmets out on the field? Maybe they were already hearing it.
The most interesting aspect of it is Kevin Stefanski's here in his fifth season. He's been asked forever, are you going to call plays? Are you giving up play calling? Nope. I'm calling the plays. I'm comfortable with that. It's collaborative, but I'm doing it. I'm comfortable with it. Deshaun Watson goes out. Kevin gives up play calling. Your offense hasn't put up more than 18 points in a game this year. You had to do something, right?
Well, you just changed quarterbacks.
Now you just changed quarterbacks. Yeah, wasn't that enough? I wonder. The timing of it is just weird. I think it's very strange. Now, maybe it's like we need to hit a complete reset on this. Mm-hmm. And if that's what they're doing, fine. You'll get no argument from me. I do think Kevin did a nice job calling plays. I mean, who called the plays when Joe Flacco was quarterback?
He did.
How'd that work?
It was a collaborative, though. If you ask him, he'll tell you the same thing. It's always
good.
A collaborative.
So it'll still be collaborative. Who called the plays when Deshaun Watson went 4-1 last year?
He did.
Exactly. So I don't think it's that Kevin can't call plays and call them well. I think he's actually very good at it. I'm interested to see what this looks like. And I do find the timing more than coincidental. But I'm not sure how to put it together. You know?
I'm the same way with you. It is, I almost wish he would have done this 2 weeks ago.
Or at the beginning of the season.
Just to see what it looks like. Like, you knew your offense was struggling to score points. Last week against Cincinnati would have been a good time to maybe flip the switch then. With Deshaun. I don't know if it would have looked any different with Deshaun. But now you move forward, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. Are you grasping at straws, or are you looking at the future? Are you in this to win it, or are you in it to get a draft pick? Again, I say, well, if Andy, you go back and listen to what Kevin said about Deshaun and what he kept saying about him over and over again when people asked if there was going to be a quarterback change, he said he gives us the best option to win. Well, I think Jameis Winston gives them the best option to win right now. We'll see. A quarter from now, I might be going, ooh, maybe DTR is the guy. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
He was the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. And we know he called the plays there because he was breaking the tablet on TV, which is, you know, going to haunt him forever. But they were very good. And they made a change, which is still kind of weird. You know, they were very good when they made a change. mean, their numbers were all, they were highly ranked with Josh Allen as quarterback. And they made a change. Now he's going to get the chance to call the plays here. What do you think of that, folks? 216-474-0092. We hope to hear from Jameis Winston. The Browns are orchestrating something there. Whether it's today or tomorrow, we'll find out. How's that? That fair, Dan?
Is this a gigantic? I like when he said it. We were all like, "Whoa! Is it a big deal? Are we over?"
The dude has been adamant about calling plays since he's been here.
Yeah. What does it mean? What does it mean? And you know, Jeff and I went through some of the scenarios we thought it could mean. What do you think it means?
Cool Ray in Bedford has some thoughts. Hello,
Hi, Cool Ray. Hey.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I almost had to find that Sesame Street song. That's how happy I am right now. But. Listen, man, this can be looked at one or two ways. Either A, upper management is looking at replacing him, depending on how this season goes. If they look better and win games, he might be gone. Or they can look at it and say, well, it was all the quarterback. Or because now, as an organization, and now this national media is saying 7 games into the season, the Browns' playoff season is over. Like, that is embarrassing. So I love that the play calling is over with. Ken Dorsey, you're now on the clock to see what you can bring to this offense. And let's see if we can right this ship. That's what this is about. This is about righting the ship because we all know what rolls downhill. So we ain't got to go there.
All right, Cool Ray. Thank you very much, buddy. Here's the thing.
I don't agree with one thing he said. If they win, I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, if they win, Kevin gets a pat on the back.
Yeah, he's like, hey, great self-awareness.
Way to go. Way to salvage a season, and let's move forward. Kingpin is with us. Hello, Kingpin.
Hey, Kingpin.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I want you to know I changed my name because of Cool Ray, because you have a good name, you get in. Listen, I
Or if you call.
Well, you got to call, too. I'll tell you, I personally like Stefanski. I think he's like a Bill Belichick, but he's nice. He's going to be the adult in the room all the time. He's not going to sell out his players. He's not going to have a lot of drama. But that only happens. That only works when you win. If you lose, it's frustrating. His press conferences are frustrating. But I'm going to tell you this. Stefanski's style is more in line with Jameis Winston. Take a look at Brissett. Take a look at Flacco. Big quarterbacks, big arms. Go through your progression. Stay in the pocket. That's his strength. They brought in this coordinator to help with the other side of it, with a quarterback that's not going to stay in the pocket, a quarterback that's not going to stay on schedule. So this switch is made at the complete wrong time. This is completely wrong. We think that Dorsey is on the clock. I don't think so. I think Stefanski is going to get fired after this season. Someone's got to pay.
All right, Kingpin, thank you very much. I just find the timing of it very strange. I don't think Kevin has an issue calling plays. I think he's good at it. What does this bring? Will Ken Dorsey have a different feel for it? You know, the main quarterbacks that he's worked with in his career are Cam Newton and Josh Allen. Is that more like Jameis Winston? I don't know. I don't think Jameis is as mobile as either one of those guys, but he is a great big strong guy with a great big arm.
Well, let me ask the next question. Do you think Kevin made the decision? Or do you think...
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think Kevin looked at it and said, I ask these guys to be better every week. I ask, what can we do on this side of the ball? How can we be better this week? And maybe he looked in the mirror and said, you know what? Maybe I need to look at this and say, can I be better as a head coach than I am as a guy that's calling plays on game day? Or am I better off helping, you know, lay out the offensive format before we get even into the game and then handing the reins over to somebody else to let them call the plays? I still think it's a collective. I still think there's analytics being used constantly in what's driving the play call, too.
What's more important? The design of the offense, the plays in the offense, the philosophy of the offense, or the guy calling the plays on game day?
I think it's the synergy between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Again, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face.
It's a good answer, ain't
you
it?
Say hike, and that everything that you've put into that play prior to goes out the window if the first read isn't open. It goes out the window. So now you've got to the coordinator and the head coach need to make sure that he knows what the options are. But now it's the offensive coordinator is a guy holding on to the football. There's no question.
Boys, this feels like the first lever that gets pulled. And the second lever that gets pulled is the trap door where everybody falls through it and we're hunting for a coach. That's what this feels like to me.
Are you hunting for a coach or are you hunting for an offensive coordinator?
This feels like you're hunting for a coach.
I don't necessarily know that that's true.
I'm not buying that. And by the way, you've got a couple coaches on staff right now that could easily slide over.
May I lay out my
work? Yeah, go on.
Typically, when things like this take place, where you see a coach who was brought in to be a play caller have to give up the play calling, it starts turning into the, you know, oh yeah, now he's the CEO coach. Well, what ends up happening? Why are you here? If this guy is doing this, and this guy is doing this, and this guy's calling special teams, what are you here to do? And the minute your job itself starts getting called into question, that's when problems arise. As in, what are you doing here? Because if that guy's going to run your offense, if that guy's going to run your defense, and that
here's
guy's
where I
run
disagree with
teams,
you. I think disagree. That when they brought him in, they brought him in to be the head coach, and I think they give the head coach the option to figure out who they want to be their offensive coordinator. They just, I don't know, maybe he didn't have every say in AVP not being here anymore, but I think the coach has the option to call plays when they hire him. And during the interview process, they should be asking a head coach, if you come in and they know he's an offense or a defense, are you going to call the defense? Are you going to call the offense? And ownership knows what they're getting into. They could walk in here and go, you know what? I love play calling, but if there's someone else better out there that's going to help the team call better plays, then I'm all for that. I am for the team on this, and I can figure out the right direction. He seemed very, and again, I'm just listening to him. I don't know what his body language was. He seemed pretty comfortable with the decision. Not that he's ever wanted to do it before, but he did lay into it, and he was like, you know what? I believe in this guy, and he's still working for me. So,
I mean, when did we start hearing about Sean McDermott on the hot seat and with the Bills? It was when he gave up the defensive play calling, because that started then of people going, okay, so then what are you doing here?
Yeah, he's
Nick
winning.
Sirianni is another one. I'm sorry.
He's winning in Buffalo.
He's successful now, but when he gave up the defensive play calling, that was a question. Nick Sirianni's in the middle of it right now, where people are going, so what exactly it is that you do here? Mike McCarthy down in Dallas before he picked up the play calling when they were struggling. Why are you here? When you're not successful and you have a CEO coach, why are you here starts becoming a question.
I think you're panicking. I think your comments are panicked. I say that for this reason.
They easily could be, but boy.
I say that for this reason. What do you think of the guy who's going to be in the stadium on the other sideline? John Harbaugh. Is he a good coach?
Yes.
But he was never
What the hell is he doing?
But that dude was never brought in to be a play-calling head coach on either side of the ball. Same thing with Mike Tomlin.
Great.
Those guys were never brought in to do that. You brought Kevin Stefanski here because you liked his offense.
You brought Kevin in because you liked his work.
He had 1 year as an offensive coordinator.
You didn't tell him to call all the plays. He chose to do that.
Yeah. You picked an offensive-minded head coach knowing it's either one of three phases. Right, but
what you got was an offensive philosophy.
Correct.
You didn't necessarily get a play caller. He said he was going to do that. He might have said that in his interview, but if this works, well, he gets credit for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it doesn't work, Ken Dorsey gets the blame for it not working.
Or he gets the blame because why are you here? That's
always my CEO
question.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
I'm not buying that.
All right, Mark.
Booker is in Streetsboro, home of the Rockets.
Booker.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good afternoon.
All right, listen.
I got a couple points. Listen, all right, so this is the second week in a row we've watched the press conference get moved back to unimaginable times.
No. He was scheduled to go at noon today, Booker.
No, I mean Monday, the past Monday. He was scheduled to go at noon past Monday. He didn't go until almost 1 o'clock.
All right.
So, pressure bus pipes.
Thank you, Austin.
All I'm saying is, he was in that office for a reason. I'm not saying that he voluntarily or non-voluntarily gave up play calling. But you got a bunch of guys in that system that's asking for better plays on the field. And then you, I just want to touch on something about, you said the other sideline this Sunday. Harbaugh may be a good coach, maybe not.
Oh, come on, Booker.
It's a good system.
Okay, who put the system in place? Come on, man. We think Dan's panicking with his why are you here comment. Why are you here? You're here to be the head coach. And now Kevin's doing what a lot of folks have wanted him to do, which is oversee the whole thing. Yay or nay, good or bad, folks, what do you think?